Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this weekend before Thanksgiving. Big show this week. My first guest, 1/4 of the Oak Ridge Boys, my buddy Joe Bonzo will be here. Dan Rather, former CBS News anchor. On Tuesday, November 22nd, marks the 59th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. He was on the scene and we'll talk about it. There's a new movie called Smile. This is the scariest movie I ever saw. Kyle Gallner will be here to talk about it. He's in the show. You want to learn weird things about the King of England now? Well, there's a book out called The King, Life of Charles III, penned by Christopher Anderson, and we're going to see really what this guy's like. Kind of a wacko, to be honest with you. From a new book with the Ramrods is penned by Sergeant David Bellavia. We'll be talking to him about that. Jennifer Johnny for Tech Ideas for Christmas and Small Business Ideas with Trey Bodge. All this week with Ron Sedgy today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Christmas! It's Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
I am a bad
boat! Yeah. I'm in a new car.
I want a laptop!
Yeah. Harley! New boat, yeah.
Yeah!
Merry Christmas!
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Actually, what you're listening to is my dear friends. I got to tell you something. This time of the year is sentimental to begin with. But when I start talking to these guys, I actually listened to this song before we went on the air and got tears in my eyes. I just want to spend Christmas one year with all four of them. Joining us right now from the fabulous Oak Ridge Boys, my friend for many years, Joe Bonzo. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hello, Ron. I'm doing real good, man. You're right, boy. Christmas time is about here. And, you know, we've got a lot going on, as you know. And it's always great to talk to you, my brother.
Well, you know, we saw each other up at the Weirsdale area. It's the Orange Blossom Opry. And what a great show. It was so good to see all of you. And we're going to be back to see you in January at the Sharon in the Villages because we want to visit longer with you. You know that, Joe.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and that's going to be great. You know, we brought our Christmas show one year to that building at the Villages. And we're coming back for a regular show in January, and looking forward to it. We've been there, I think this is the third time.
Yeah, it's a great room. It's an absolutely fabulous room. Well, you are going to do something for the third year in a row, and that is you're going to have a very Merry Christmas at the beautiful Gaylord Opryland Resort in Nashville, November 23rd till Christmas Day, for the 39th annual Country Christmas event. And now this is like the third year that you've done this, is it not?
Yeah, it's kind of unprecedented, to be honest with you. Now, a couple of years ago, you know, we had the whole thing booked there on the 20th, and we had the COVID during the 2020, and they made all kind of adjustments to, you know, do the right thing during the COVID time. And to be honest, I thought, man, oh man, we've got 32 shows here. How are they going to go? But you know, they played it in a different ballroom than normal, and and half the crowd was there, separated, and we did the shows, and everything went really, really well. And so they booked us back for last year. Last year was the regular thing, man. Back in the big, huge showroom, just packed out, and it was just glorious every single night. It's just a great Christmas show. The people come and they have a dinner from 6 to 7. Or we have, there's 4 T-show days, but most days there's dinner from 6 to 7. We play from 7 to about 8:15 with a big Christmas production show, like as you know we do. And it was just fun every single night. And to be booked back there for a third year, they've never done that. They've never had any act there 3 years in a row. So we're excited about it. We open up next week. And on the night before Thanksgiving, the 23rd, and I think we're ready. We're out of Missouri right now for our last 2 roadshow dates of the year, and we've been rehearsing Christmas and working on the show real hard for the last 3 months, and I think we're ready. We're ready to go.
Well, I'm sure you are. Now, as you mentioned, November 23rd through December 25th. Now, somebody might mention, boy, you got to work on Christmas, but I think a lot of people may not know that you're actually going to be home for Christmas because all of you guys live in Nashville, so that's a pretty convenient thing right there. You don't have to sleep on the bus at night for a long time.
Well, you know, for 30 some straight years, we did a Christmas show on the road, man. And there's some of those shows with the West Coast involved. We'd be gone from home for 4 weeks over the holidays.
Geez.
The one great thing you're right about playing Opryland is we drive down there. The buses are there. We get on the bus. We dress for the show. We go in. We do the show. We get back in our truck and drive back home.
Can't beat that.
And it's pretty cool to be going home every single night after a show. Yeah, I love that. And home in the day. I think I leave around 4. I'm home every day till about 4 o'clock. Clean up, get in my truck at 4. Again, there's 4 T-show days on this whole schedule. But if people go to GaylordOpryland.com, they can get all the information on all the shows. And you mentioned that Christmas night show. I first thought Christmas night. You got to be kidding me. But you know what, man? That show sells out quicker than any.
Sure, sure. It's amazing because, you know, movie theaters, and I never knew this, and I realized that when I was young, I did the same thing. Movie theaters have a lot of occupancy at night because after you open the presents and have the dinner, there's nothing to do. And, you know, it's a great date night. And now I understand why that's the case. Plus the fact that they're not going to go see a movie. They're going to see the Oak Ridge Boys. So that's the, that's the perfect gift. I know that you're going to do this. If someone has not seen the front porch singing segment of the Oak Ridge Boys, you got to do it because I tell you something, it's great. I'm sure you're going to be doing that, right, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you what, we robbed the front porch singing event from the Christmas show.
Right.
But for years now, about 10 years, we've done a thing called the rocking chair segment where we all sit in 4 rocking chairs in a Christmas setting with the fireplace and the tree and the lights and talk and sing. And people hear from each one of us. And that's people's favorite part of our Christmas show. So what we did, actually, is we kind of robbed that idea for the front porch singing tour, where we sit on the stools and talk about the different songs on front porch singing. People love that. They do. And but we'll go back to our rocking chair next week.
Well, I got to tell you, I think it's a great part, and it really shows an insight to your private lives. Ladies and gentlemen, this group, you know, a lot of times they send you paraphernalia when you're interviewing a celebrity or something. I don't need anything because I've been following these guys from back to the early 70s, and I'm proud to call all 4 of them friends. They're terrific. But do you know something, Joe? I never knew all the years we've known each other. I'm from Pennsylvania. I never knew that you were from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, man. I grew up in Philly. Well, Philly's had a pretty good year this year. The Eagles are playing good. Philly's made the World Series. I mean, we're having a good year up there in Philadelphia, except for the crime rate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you hit it right on the nose. In addition to being a great singer and songwriter, a publisher with the Molly Books, 4 book series published by Ideals Children Books, of course, your love of cats with, you know, your great cat books, I shouldn't say it that way, not a cat book. That's a little off thing. And also On the Road with the Oak Ridge Boys and that great, great book. I still have that book in my library, G.I. Joe and Lily. And that's, of course, remembering the life and love and loyalty of his parents, which you made into a video. I love that. That's so nice, Joe.
Well, thank you, man. That book was my bestseller, and I think a lot of people identified with my parents because a lot of people lived the same exact lives as them during World War II. So it was a very successful book, and I'm proud that I got to write a book and sing a song. We've talked about it before about my parents, and it was a great thing. It really was. And I learned a lot growing up in Philadelphia, man. I learned a lot from them, you know. I mean, you grow up in a house with two old World War II veterans like that, especially one disabled and a woman who looked after him her whole life. I'll tell you what, you come away from that love in America because of them and because of their love for America. My mother cried when a flag went by, for crying out loud.
Really?
I learned a lot from her, and I miss her every day. They've both been gone now for quite a while, but, you know, you miss them every day, man. That thing about closure, I don't know if that exists.
I don't mean that. My father passed away when I was 19 back in the late 60s, and that's a long time ago. You know, they say time heals all wounds. That's not true.
No, it's not. You still miss them. There's still such a bond and a connection. And a knowledge, if you're a Christian and you know Jesus Christ, there's a knowledge that you're going to see him again someday. And I stand on those promises.
Oh, I know you do. Joe, we're going to pause for just a second. I hope you can spend a couple more minutes with us. But I want to remind everybody that you can go to the OakRidgeBoys.com, correct? That is the site, because that's the one I've been going to find out where they're playing, not only at the Gaylord Opryland Resort in Nashville from November 23rd to December 25th, but then they're going to be back on tour, and they've got some Florida dates where I'm going to catch up with them. And, boy, I tell you, the hardest working guys in show business. And that's the Oak Ridge Boys. We're playing some of the songs of Christmas music with the Oak Ridge Boys. But, you know, when you see the Oaks, everybody wants to hear this one.
My heart's on fire.
Have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If it weren't for kids, have you ever thought there wouldn't be no Santa Claus? But look what the storm just brought. Thank God for kids. And we'd all live in a quiet house without Big Bird or a Mickey Mouse.
And we are back nationwide and around the world with our guest who has been so gracious on a busy schedule to join us for another segment of the show, Joe Bonzel from the fabulous Oak Ridge Boys. Joe, you've had over 8 Christmas CDs. Someone might ask, how do you find all of that music? And you go certainly far beyond the traditional songs with songs like you just heard on the show here now.
Well, Thank God for Kids was a great blessing. Back in 82, our first Christmas album was called The Oak Ridge Boys Christmas on MCA. It went gold right away because of Thank God for Kids. They released that thing as a single, and it was a huge, huge record for us. And to have a record on a Christmas album called Thank God for Kids, to have a song like that hit like it did was a big deal. And to this day, that's some of people's favorite songs by us. And, yeah, we've recorded a lot of Christmas over the years, mainly because of the Christmas shows. We've needed new material to freshen up the shows, so instead of recording all classics like a lot of people like to do, we've kind of mixed it up, just like our show is a mix-up. You know, we do songs that people are familiar with for Christmas over all the years, and then we always try to find brand-new Christmas songs that really work. And we've been successful at that recording and very successful at it in the shows. I mean, how many different ways can you sing Silent Night, for crying out loud? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you want to do it once or twice because people love that old song, but it's a great song, or like songs like Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. It's on the set this year. Richard sings the daylights out of it, as you know.
Right.
But then it's fun to have some brand new songs, too, that really, really work. Make sure they're really good songs. And because they need to be really good songs to pull them off. And we've been able to do that over the years.
Well, two things. First of all, when you do a traditional song, you have the Oak Ridge flavor to it. So that's a different arrangement all in itself. And then, of course, some of these songs that you have written yourself and with the band and the recorded, they're traditional songs now. You know, the one we just heard. I mean, that's a great, great, great song.
Oh, it is. I mean, that's a song that's on our regular show most every night because people just have to hear Thank God for Kids.
Oh, yeah. See, I've often said to you, I don't know how somebody, a group like you guys, have so many hits, how you could introduce even new material, because everybody wants to hear the hits. But the new material is tough to sometimes, that's a band problem to have, but I guess
I guess it's a good problem to have, really.
Well, you know the old joke, man. You know, a successful group comes out and sings all their hits and says, now here's a few new songs for you. And people go,
You're right.
So what you got to do is you got to make sure they're really good songs.
Joe, every time I talk to different friends of mine, celebrities, and your name comes up and the band names comes up, it always comes up in the aura of so much respect and honor for you guys. I was talking to John Schneider the other day, and he said that you helped him out on a song that he had for, I guess it was his movie, his latest movie out. And he said, you know, the guys came into the studio, they didn't even want anything for it. So, you know, they said, we'll just do this because it's important. It was about the flag. And so many people tell me, Tony Orlando tells me that, everybody tells me that, and of course, I see it firsthand. I mean, you are the most easiest people to deal with in show business, and boy, you know that is not a common thing.
Well, I guess it's not. I know a lot of really good people. I know a few that aren't so nice, but not many, to be real honest with you. I guess what you are is what you are, Ron. Whatever you grew up as, it's still you. You know, just having a few hit records doesn't really change you. I mean, doesn't make you somebody else. Now, and I know some people get their ego in the way, but they're probably a real egotistical ass in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Now that they've had hit records and now that they've had success, you know, they continue to be an egotistical ass.
Right.
But, you know, you got people that were brought up right here in this group, for instance. I mean, we all had parents that loved God. We were all brought up loving Jesus. And you know, we've just got such a long road behind us that I don't know, man. It just ain't no room or no time to be anything but the best you can be.
Yeah, it's shocking, believe it or not, how many times you go back to meet somebody and they're not what they are. And that is, and a lot of times they say you don't want to meet your idol because if you do, you might be disappointed. Well, you're not going to be disappointed when you meet the Oak Ridge Boys, ladies and gentlemen. I guarantee you that. And now, the website again is, of course, oakridgeboys.com. You know, I've asked you this question before because, Joe, you spend so much time on the road and you spend probably more time with the boys than you do with your own family. Yet when you walk out on stage, it's always fresh. How do you guys do that?
You know, that's a real good question, and people ask it, and I don't know that there's an answer for it, except for the fact that we've been together for so long. We bring such history to the stage every night, and none of us want to really see it end. So I guess it's just a matter of just being who you are again, and the Oak Ridge Boys are the Oak Ridge Boys. The four of us, you know, we're different as night is from day, yet together we are an entity that has pretty much been unstoppable for a lot of years. And we take that pride with us to the stage. I mean, you got to do a good job every night. You got to give it all you got. If you're not going to do that, you might as well stay home.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you guys do it all the time. Well, again, from November 23rd to December 25th, the Christmas show that the Oak Ridge Boys put on is called, and I love this, a Country Christmas Event. And, of course, it's a Christmas in Tennessee dinner show that's going to be happening from those dates. You have a delicious holiday meal prepared by the Results Culinary Team, and then you go in and you see the great Oak Ridge Boys, November 23rd coming up here, and then through December 25th. Then check out their website because they will be back on the road again in January. Joe, it's a pleasure having you as a friend, and I really appreciate you doing this. And please give my best to Dwayne, William Lee Golden, and Richard for me, and tell them Merry Christmas as I express to you.
Well, I sure will, Ron, and we thank you for your friendship all these years. You've been good to us for a long, long time, and you're a great friend as well, you and Claudia. So thank you so much for the love, man.
And, Joe, thanks for the nice mention of the show the last time I saw you. That was pretty good. I wish I had 25,000 radio stations.
All right, I exaggerated a little.
Hey, keep up the good work. I like it.
Okay.
Joe, see you in January. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. God bless, man.
God bless you, too. Doesn't get any better than these guys. Joe Bonzo has been our guest from the Oak Ridge Boys. They have been friends of mine for a long, long time, and you can tell by our conversation the camaraderie. And if you ever have the opportunity to see the Oak Ridge Boys in concert, do it. I guarantee that you will have a fabulous time. Doesn't make a difference if you like rock, gospel, country, whatever it is, they will keep you entertained. And, of course, their Christmas show, November 23rd to December 25th at Gaylord in Nashville. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
We walk into the place, Mama hands you a plate. Daddy gives a kiss, says it's good to see your face. How the kids have grown, had to bend that long. Ain't nothing like a down-home Christmas. Little baby cousin, fighting and a fussing. Granny is a cousin, there's turkey in the oven.
I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
USA Radio News.
More snow expected in western New York overnight as a travel ban is lifted in some parts of Buffalo. The southern part of the city is not one of those areas. Mayor Bimer Brown says there's so much snow there, they have to just haul it out. Former President Trump called the Justice Department special counsel overseeing investigations into classified documents recovered from his Mar-a-Lago estate, quote, super radical left. Jack Smith, a veteran federal prosecutor, was chief prosecutor for a special court in The Hague. Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for defrauding investors of her blood testing equipment company. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has pledged more military aid to help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. He has also pledged some training and humanitarian support. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
saying around the world, you're tuned in to Ron Segi today. I'm very honored to have our next guest with us. We owe him a lot for his service to our country. Listen to this. The Iraq War's only living Medal of Honor recipient. He was in the United States Army for 6 years. And, of course, he was awarded, as we will tell a little bit more about, the Silver Star and Bronze Star for his actions in Iraq, recommended for a Distinguished Service Cross and a Medal of Honor for his action in Fallujah. And he's also inducted in the New York State Senate Veterans Hall of Fame, co-founder of Vets for Freedom. Joining us right now is Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. Hello, David. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for your service to this country. And, boy, I tell you something, a lot of service you have given us. We appreciate it. It's people like you that makes us able to say what we say on the radio, television, and wave that flag. Thank you.
Well, hey, I've got millions of brothers and sisters that are tougher and better than I was, and it's a great America's worth it. You're worth it. Everyone's. That's why we do what we do.
Well, I got to tell you something. That needs to be told to millions of people across this country, especially these days. And somehow, maybe with this book, we can do that. And that's what we're going to talk about. He's got a brand new book out called Remember the Ramrods, The Army Brotherhood in War and Peace. And David, if I may call you that, please tell us what this is about. This is a remarkable story about 40 men who fought really, really hard during the Iraq War, and you, probably one of the most celebrated individuals for the act of heroism because of what you did, and you were given all these awards, but after you got out of the service, you left it all behind, as did the other 40 men. Tell us about it.
So, I mean, we condition our veterans and our service members that it's about team, and NCOs, non-commissioned officers, we're leaders, we're, you know, we sleep last, we eat last, we make sure that everyone is taken care of. We're surrogate parents to our soldiers and Marines and airmen and sailors. That's what we do. And so when you're getting put on a postal like this, it's super awkward. But what happened in Fallujah 18 years to the day, you know, we're celebrating Veterans Day. 18 years ago at this time was the Battle of Fallujah in 2004, and you put all of that behind you when you come home. Some people like to wear their veteran status on their sleeve. Most people will just kind of lock it away. It's in a sarcophagus in a pyramid somewhere. It's a time capsule. And the reality that we live with these ghosts of not only the fallen, but we live with this sense that our best days are behind us, that we peaked in our 20s, that we'll never experience anything like the crucible of combat. And for 14 years, I missed combat because I equated it with my sense of purpose and validation. I missed combat because I was needed in combat. And the great heartbreak is that you never match that fidelity as a civilian. If you're lucky enough to find a partner, you find a partner that loves you, and that's based on liking you and trusting you, and you build that over time. In the military, we get that trust and fidelity on day one. We don't, and some of us don't even like each other today, but we love each other and we trust each other. And what this award did was it kind of brought this award brought the war back. And so I thought, I went through it with these men. Let's go through this award with these men. Let's celebrate it as a unit, not as an individual. Make this a Ramrod Award, a 1st Infantry Division Award. And the Gold Star parents came back. The guys came back, and ever since we got back together, we haven't left. We're not going to go another 14 years without Christmas calls or updates. We're back as a unit again. There's no war to fight, but we're back together as a family.
Here's the thing I found interesting. Your act of heroism was not recognized for almost 14 years until you got a call. This is an interesting call from the President of the United States of America, and he said you're going to be awarded the Medal of Honor. And it was that call that led to that award ceremony that led to the reunion that you had in Washington with all the 40 guys. But when you got that call was not all that welcome. Why was that the case? Did you just want to forget about it, like so many veterans from World War II never wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I was nominated for the Medal of Honor right after the Battle of Fallujah. It went throughout the media. You know, everyone was saying this is going to be the first living recipient from the Global War on Terror. This is going to be the first, you know, 2004 Afghanistan wasn't, you know, on the radar as much as Iraq was, and how much manpower and attention Iraq got, and it just never happened. And so over time, you're just like, well, okay, it's not going to happen. I'm alive. That's my award. My award is I can come home and I can be normal. And what happened was the Obama administration went through all these old awards and reevaluated them. And then this reporter for Time Magazine, Michael Ware, who went on to CNN, he had videotaped the whole thing. So now it went from, this is what the guy said, this is what people witnessed, and here's the tape. It changed everything. So it went from the Obama administration to the Trump administration. This thing is approved. And now you're thinking, you know, well, I'm 40. You know, I'm not at the age where this is something I necessarily want to. My kids were finding out about my combat experience on the news. Mm-hmm. You know, the network news was telling my family more things about what I had gone through than I really cared to share. You're now automatically, everything is visible, everything's out there, and you go to these events and you feel almost like, you know, you're at your own funeral. Everyone talks about you in the past tense. They talk about one day in your life, and I think about Chuck Yeager, who, you know, he just passed away in his 90s. He broke the sound barrier, and he did that at 24.
Yeah.
But he went on to live until he was 99. We focus on the one thing instead of the entire, you know, life. And I was lucky enough to have selfless men that I served with that said, hey, Sarge, I was with you that day. I'm going to be with you now. We're going to do this as a team. I'm going to stand next to you for the rest of your life. It was beautiful.
David is so humble, he hasn't really told you what he did. The U.S. Army unit he was in, which, by the way, was an infantry battalion known as Ramrods, he single-handedly did something that was unbelievable, and that was he cleared a fortified enemy position that had pinned down a squad from his platoon by himself, saving those 40 men. You know, David, this needs to be a movie like Saving Private Ryan. I mean, this is a wonderful story. You got to tell this on the big screen. I mean, this is a story of Americans that are working to save this country. It's patriotism.
Well, you know, indicative of the generation, all you had to do in Fallujah was go down one city block, and you had Marines like Rafael Peralta throwing themselves on grenades. You had guys like First Sergeant Castle going into houses by himself. I'm more proud to be a part of that generation than I am anything else. And it, because what it does is, you know, there was a time when I joined in the late 90s when the towers were still up and there was no big fight on the horizon. And all I wanted, you know, so many people that, you know, we talk about the stack, you get in a line, you're about ready to run into a house. Nobody knows what's on the other side of that door, but they're willing to do it. And just because you win the unlucky lottery and there is bad guys there, it doesn't take away from the valor or the sacrifice of people willing to do it. The craziest experience that I've ever had in my life was being around people from every walk of life, city, they're Democrat, they're Republican, they're gay, they're straight, they're Catholic, they're Muslim, they're Americans. And every single one of them is willing to say, you are more important than me. And if you go somewhere, I'm going to step in front of you, be behind you, be to your side. I'm never going to let you do anything alone.
Wow.
And when you have that sense of empowerment, there's nothing in this world that we can't do. There's nothing we can't defeat. That needs to be harnessed again. Those veterans coming home, that has to be harnessed for the rest of our culture to see this divisiveness, this tribal nature is absolutely not who we are. We are a unit that we're a country that needs to respect and show dignity, but also work together. And if we disagree, we disagree. But let's always put each other first.
You need, David, to be a part of the future of America and lead this country in government. You are the kind of people that we need in Washington to give us direction. Our guest is Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. The name of the book is Remember the Ramrods, An Army Brotherhood in War and Peace by David. David, again, thank you for your service. Great book. Would you do me a favor and come back again?
I would absolutely love that. Thank you for what you do. God bless all the veterans out there. I really appreciate your time.
And we appreciate you. And take up my little hint there. Maybe you can get in the government and get this place straightened out. We need heroes like you. Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you.
David Bellavia has been our guest, Staff Sergeant, and he is one great American, the only living Medal of Honor recipient from the Iraq War, and along with a lot of other awards, too, that he has. We're proud of him. We should be. Proud of all veterans. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The world, you're back with Ron Sedgie today. I have to tell you something. I love horror films, but I watched the one the other night that really was unbelievable. Our next guest is part of that film, and he's quite a guy. He started with a lot of things, but he was in Dinner in America. He also starred in Clint Eastwood's American Sniper, Scream 5, Veronica Mars, Outsiders. Joining us right now is Kyle Gantler. Hi, Kyle. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. I have to tell you something. This movie that you're in, Smile, scared devil out of me. I couldn't believe it. Now, this film has grossed $85 million in the United States, could go over $100 million. Worldwide, $168 million. This is a very frightening movie. Tell us a little bit about it, because this young lady, this doctor, every time somebody smiles at her, is not a good thing. You think, hey, smile, you know, make somebody happy. She don't want to hear that. Tell us about it, Kyle.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a tough one to talk about without giving too much away. You know, you have Rose, Dr. Rose, she experienced a traumatic incident involving one of her patients, and she starts experiencing this reoccurring thing, the smile, right? And she can't explain it, and she has to figure out what's going on. I don't want to dive too much into it because I feel like it'll really ruin the film. But, you know, it comes out on streaming today on Paramount Plus. You can get it digitally, and, you know, you can see what's going on, what's happening with Rose.
Well, I have to tell you something, Kyle. That's the reason why I didn't want to describe it, because I didn't know how far to go with it. Because
yeah, me either. I know.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, here's an interesting fact, though, that I found out. I guess this was from NPR. Hey, they say that when there's a tragedy, horror films do very well, like right after the Great Depression or after Vietnam or the 9/11. They did very well. I don't understand that. But in this year alone, an average opening of a horror film will bring in anywhere between $26 to $27 million. It's a lot of money. But when you're doing this, is it scary? I mean, I've often wanted to ask, but never had the opportunity to talk to him, like guys like Boris Karloff, were you scared? Because it's got to be a little bit frightening even watching it in production.
You know, it's a funny thing, because it's so it's almost like clinical, right? There's so many things that have to happen. The camera is where it needs to be. You have to hit your mark. You have to say your lines. You have to do all of these things. There's so many things you're thinking about that when you're doing it, it's not particularly scary. I mean, there are heavy things you have to do, and you have to, you know, trick your mind and body into believing these wild things, but it's definitely much, much scarier on screen than it is actually making the film.
Mm-hmm. Are you sometimes shocked when you see what you were involved with when you watch the finished product?
Yeah, you just never know, because, you know, what you're given is words on a page, and then you show up set and get an idea of how they're shooting it. You get an idea of what they're doing, but so much happens in the post-production process that by the time you get to see it on screen, it really is very, very different. And then if, you know, there's monsters or special effects or things like that that you definitely don't really get to see most of the time until the final product, you know, that's a surprise to even the people involved.
You know, veteran actor Robert Stack told me one time when he was making Airplane that he had no clue what was going on. Nothing. He had no idea what was going on. And when he saw the movie, then he said, oh, that's what we did that for. I had no clue at all. You play the ex-boyfriend of Dr. Rose Carter,
yes,
don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I play Joel, her ex-boyfriend. They split up, and when everything starts to go wrong, Rose comes to Joel for help because no one really believes her. No one will listen to what she's saying, and she, you know, she believes Joel will, and Joel is the kind of guy that, you know, whether he believes what's happening or not, if something's wrong with Rose, then he's there. Mm-hmm. He's there to help her out and support her and help her figure out whatever's going on.
At first, I must admit that I thought it was going to be a little bit like I See Dead People, the movie there was.
Sure, Sixth Sense.
Yeah, but you know what? After you watch it about 5 minutes, you realize it has nothing to do with that premise. I mean, it is a very weird premise and a very scary one, too. And you kind of, and I don't want to, as you say, tell the whole story, but you have to whet the appetite of our listeners. And I will tell you this, when somebody smiles at you after you see this movie, don't take it as a compliment.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You started at 15 in the wet, hot American summer, okay? Apparently you always wanted to be in the acting business.
You know, honestly, it was never really something that I thought about. I kind of fell into it by pure dumb luck. My sister was a dancer, and she went to a performance arts camp and had to do a theater performance, and somebody set her up with a talent manager in Philadelphia, and I just followed along, and they asked me if I wanted to read a commercial, And I did, and they just started sending me out on auditions. And I got an agent off of my first audition by pure dumb luck. It's a whole long story, but I didn't really decide it was what I wanted to do until I was about 16 going on 17, and I knew I didn't want to go to college. I couldn't really think of anything that I wanted to do, and then I was like, oh, I really like this thing that I've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, because it didn't occur to me to, like, make a real go of it because I was so young, but I was like, I think this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do this.
Wow, I'll tell you, don't stop. Because you do it very
well. Thanks. I love it. You know, I'm very lucky, you know, to be where I am, and I really love what I do.
Was it a little intimidating when you were working with Clint Eastwood in American Sniper?
Yeah. You know, how could it not be?
Right.
And he works a really tight ship. I mean, everything moves very, very, very quickly. He does not work very long days. It's not long between setups. You have to really be on your toes, and you know, everything you hear about him is true. You get 1 to 2 takes, and then he moves on. So you have to be really ready and really prepared.
Yeah, I did hear the fact that he runs a tight ship, that he and he doesn't work real, real long days to, you know, tire out the actors and actresses. It's starting to stream on Paramount today.
Yes, today.
I got to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You got to watch this. I mean, you really do. It's called Smile. And maybe watch it in the dark.
Oh, absolutely. With a friend.
With a friend. A crazy friend who smiles all the time.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't have Paramount Plus, it is also available on other digital platforms.
Cool. Kyle, you're a terrific guest. I hope you come back and join us again sometime. You got another gig in the operation room now?
I have some stuff in post. I have some stuff that I'm working on personally. So, you know, hopefully we'll have some stuff to talk about coming up.
That sounds like a winner. Have a nice holiday, Kyle. And
you as well.
We really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you for joining us on this a little bit holiday season, if you will. And have a nice holiday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kyle. I'm a nice man and a talented actor, believe me. And I have to tell you, you got to go see this movie. Get it on Paramount and other types of platforms that it'll be available at. Called Smile, our guest has been Kyle Gallner. And if you watch it, as I said before, when someone smiles at you, it'll never mean what you think. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come. Nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Up this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work.
They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my buddy of many years from the Oak Ridge Boys, Joe Bonzel, also a legendary CBS newsman, Dan Rather, as we talked about Tuesday marking the 59th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and to Kyle Gallner with a new movie called Smile. Next hour, our friend Christopher Anderson will be here. He's got a brand new book out called The King, The Life of Charles III. There's an eye-opener for you. Then we have Sergeant David Bellavia, who wrote a book called The Ramrods, Brotherhood of War in Peace, and Jennifer Jolly talking about tech gifts for Christmas and talking about small business with Trey Bodge. All next hour with Ron Segi today.